Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Look for the handprints on your tax form. Together, we can check off child abuse and neglect in Missouri. Strong families, playful kids.
I'm Jason Taylor. Republican State Representative Elijah Haar of Springfield is one of roughly 20 elected officials from around the country traveling to Washington, D.C. as part of President Donald Trump's unveiling of his infrastructure plan. The news leader reports Haar will be advocating for the completion of the Interstate 49 corridor between Arkansas and Missouri. An immigrant living in Missouri says her family is extra cautious since President Trump ended a program last year that lets foreigners temporarily live in the U.S. When immigration work begins today in the U.S. Senate, Diana hopes Congress will support a pathway to citizenship for the 1.8 million immigrants known as Dreamers.
There's a lot of uncertainty in our family. Everyone is worried about even just doing the simple things like driving. There was always that fear, but now we feel like we shouldn't be doing things if we don't have to.
President Trump says he supports a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers, but he wants $25 billion in return to expand the U.S.-Mexico border wall. A bill in the state legislature would allow the spread of medication disposal kiosks at pharmacies in Missouri. Bill Wise reports.
The Columbia, Missourian reports a House committee has heard a proposal from Republican Representative Keith Frederick of Rolla that contains six measures to fight the opioid crisis. One of them would authorize the Missouri Board of Pharmacy to work with various stakeholders to develop a statewide drug take-back program. The Missourian reports that Frederick said his bill would allow Walgreens to bring the medication disposal kiosks to its Missouri locations. Walgreens launched its safe medication disposal kiosks in roughly 500 drugstores across the country in February of 2016. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.
A funeral service has been held in North St. Louis County for former Temptations member Dennis Edwards. The 74-year-old singer was diagnosed with meningitis in 2016. He died in a hospital in Chicago from complications February 2nd. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Office south of St. Louis says a 49-year-old mother shot her 11-year-old son in the head before killing herself at a residence in Barnhart. KMOV reports the gun belonged to the mother's fiancé, who was inside the home asleep during the shooting. Today is Lincoln Day, which is a Missouri and county holiday. Brian Howsworth reports.
Most Missouri state and county offices are closed today in observance of the holiday. County courthouses are closed as well. Emergency services such as police and fire are operating, as are county sheriff's departments and the Missouri State Highway Patrol. While it is a state holiday, the Missouri House and Senate will be in session today. Both chambers gather in today at 4 in Jefferson City. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
An O'Fallon church near St. Louis has unveiled $4.2 million worth of renovations after breaking ground on the project 5 years ago. KSDK reports the project at the New Life in Christ Interdenominational Church was funded by donations from members and a loan. More at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net.